Among jazz fans, the late tenor saxophonist Tina Brooks is more heard of than heard. He was the subject of an acclaimed but expensive box set a few years ago, which has since gone out of print. His 1960 album, True Blue, has now been reissued on CD. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says it's time everyone found out what only the experts know.
Tina Brooks was one of the great tenor saxophonists in the hard bop school. The Reasons begin with his bluesy, field-hollering sound, but he also pays careful attention to variations in dynamics and rhythm and in the lengths of his phrases. He has a head for melody, too. He's a thinking person's tenor. One other thing about Tina Brooks, he's a real improviser. At the same session, he recorded an alternate version of this tune, which is a little faster. That makes Brooks rethink it. He has some pet phrases under his fingers, but he adjusts them to suit the tempo, so his improvised line stays uncluttered. Both versions of the tune Good Old Soul are on the CD issue of the 1960 album True Blue. It was the only one of Tina Brooks's four Blue Note records which came out during his lifetime. The other album sat in the can because few people paid attention to this one when it came out. Go figure. The band is cooking. If anything, bassist Sam Jones and drummer Arthur Taylor rush the beat a lot. Freddie Hubbard plays trumpet and Duke Jordan is on piano. One reason Tina Brooks's career stalled was narcotics, which took him to jail more than once. One time, he got busted because another junkie tenor player, who also recorded for Blue Note, turned Brooks in to cut himself a deal. That's low. In any case, Tina Brooks had faded from the Manhattan scene long before he died at age 42 in 1974. His album True Blue is in Blue Note's new Connoisseur series, which is well worth checking out. You might call it a specialty line, except you don't have to be a specialist to like this music.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Coda, Pulse, and The Village Voice. He reviewed the reissue True Blue by the late tenor saxophonist Tina Brooks.